My name is Lilian Ogazi, and you are welcome to Nigeria Daily. Are you young and because you think diabetes is a condition suffered by elderly people, believe you are saved? You may have another thing coming, especially after listening to a 26-year-old who wants to remain anonymous. He discovered he had diabetes at a very young age and has lived with it since.
I was 20 years old when I found out I had diabetes.
What's your type of diabetes?
Mine is type 1. Okay. I inherited it from my dad also.
And it didn't manifest until you were 20?
Yes, it didn't manifest until I was 20.
Did it affect your life and your career choice at some point in your life? Because you were quite young when you found out.
Yes, it did. It did very much. I started in China. When I was 6, only I didn't know what was wrong with me. So I came back to Nigeria. They said I was diabetic. So I had to depart from the school I was studying in. I was at home for a year. So it's kind of affected my progress in education.
So how did you feel when you found out? Being that it's something you never knew, you found out when you were 20, so you were well aware.
I was sad after that first because I knew what it meant. It meant I have to sacrifice a lot of things because of it. So I was kind of sad at that moment.
So how has your life been since then? Is there any difference? How have you adjusted to it? How has it been for you since then?
Yes, I adjusted. I've stopped eating many things. I'm on a strict diet.
So your diet has changed from what you used to eat before to what you're eating currently?
Yes, vegetables, fruits, and roasted only. I had to leave carbs and sugary things.
I can't imagine what it's like living with diabetes from 20 to 26. That's the peak of your life where you tend to socialize and hang out with friends a lot. Now, how do these people see it when you try to explain to them? How do you feel trying to tell them? How do they feel about it?
Some people don't quite understand it. Some do understand what I'm going through and they cut me a slack. I have two friends I shut down, not intentionally, but because of the condition I'm in. I have to stay away from a lot of things because of they didn't understand what I was doing.
So they made you feel different?
Yes.
What is the treatment like, especially here in Nigeria? How affordable is the treatment?
Yes, it's quite expensive because a lot of times I have to switch from this insulin to this insulin. Usually some of that, they are not always available. So I just have to adapt.
Okay, so finally now, like you said, some people don't understand. So what is your word out there to young people who don't understand what it means to live with diabetes, especially those who make poor dietary choices?
Advice to them is to try and reduce sugary food, carbohydrate, and also they have to accept the fact that this disease is real and it can be very fatal in case it's not taken. I would like to advise people to read on diabetes, to know the possible ways you can avoid it, and also to know what and what to eat. That's very important also.
Also, a mother who asks not to be named speaks to me about how she has lived with diabetes for nearly 20 years. One frequently asked question is what exactly do diabetic patients eat and do not eat? The mother answers this.
I found out in the year 2001.
How old were you when you found out exactly?
I was 26 years old.
Quite young.
Yeah, following the birth of my third child. And I had been living with the disease for almost 20 years now.
So you have three children. Are they all diabetic?
No, it's only one, my first child.
Was there anything done differently to prevent the others from getting it?
No.
Okay, he just inherited it genetically.
Yes.
Okay, so how has this affected your life and your career choices?
Well, life was initially difficult having to accept such a disease at a very young age. But alhamdulillah, with support from my husband. My husband is a medical doctor. And my doctors, I have come to accept it as an act of ibadah and a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm therefore living a normal life now, taking my medication regularly, exercise and dieting. Alhamdulillah, diabetes has not negatively affected my life and career choices. I have moved on.
Okay, when you say dieting, when you talk about diabetes, people always get scared and say, all you eat is plantain, all you eat is plantain. So what kind of meal choices do you have to make at this point in life? Are there things you don't eat? Are there things you eat?
No. I eat whatever I want. The only thing that for a diabetic person is just to add, like if you're eating rice, you'll not only take the rice, you will add a lot of salad on it, maybe or cucumber or something there to add. You cannot take the rice only.
So finally, what's your word out there to people who don't understand what it means to live with diabetes?
Okay, my message to all people with diabetes should stop denying it. Of course, you have to accept the fact that you have it. You have the disease. Just accept it and make a commitment to fight based on guidance from the doctors and maybe the dietitian. Diabetes should not be as a death sentence, but a disease like other. And be able to control it and manage it.
So people should learn to stay committed to it.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It's easy. You can control it and manage it. It's very easy.
So far, the journey has been quite easy for you.
Yes, for 20 years.
That was a mom of three who is living with diabetes. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9, Yola, Adamawa State. We will be going on a short break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to our podcast on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about diabetes and how it is a source of concern for all. What exactly is diabetes? What causes it? What are the risk factors? Bilkisu Ahmed puts this question and more to a public health expert.
My name is Professor Muhammad Kabir. I'm a professor of community medicine, and I'm now with Yusuf Metamasule University, Kano. Well, diabetes is one of the non-communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. Non-communicable in the sense you do not get diabetes either through inhalation or ingestion or through contact with skin and mucous membrane of another person with the disease or through the bite of insect vectors like mosquito, like a fly, and so on. You don't get diabetes in this way because it is not a communicable disease. It's characterized by persistent high blood glucose level in the body, and it is measured in the hospital, and if the measure is above 7.8 millimol per liter, then of course you have diabetes.
Okay. Can you tell us how many types of diabetes we have?
Mainly there are five main types of diabetes. The first one is called insulin-dependent diabetes, and it is called type 1. And it is characterized by severe lack of insulin.
Okay.
Insulin is the hormone that regularizes level of glucose in your body. Then the second one is what is referred to as type 2 diabetes, where there is low level of insulin in the body usually. or maybe the insulin, the quality of the insulin that will regularize the level of glucose in the body is low or is not of good quality.
Okay.
That is insulin, non-insulin dependent, but it is called type 2. Then there is the type of diabetes where women, when they are pregnant, simply show in their blood level of diabetes. This is called gestational diabetes. If women suffer this diabetes when they are pregnant, normally after they deliver, they could have other illness due to this, but then the diabetes goes. Then there is diabetes that will occur after prolonged time of malnutrition. No good food 3 times a day and so on, and it is called malnutrition-related diabetes. Then the final one is diabetes related to certain diseases, like diseases, malignant diseases affecting the liver or affecting the pancreas. And the last thing, of course, is if someone has been taking steroid drugs for a long time, that can also predispose to diabetes.
Okay, what are the symptoms of diabetes? How do somebody know that he has diabetes?
There are 4 important symptoms. Somebody with diabetes, he is exceedingly thirsty. And when you are thirsty, of course you want to drink water. So diabetics tend to take large volumes of water. And when you take large volumes of water, you want to get rid of it. So you pass large volumes of urine, not frequency, not increased frequency, but the volume of urine is so much, and that will indicate you have diabetes. The last sign of diabetes is people will be losing weight. And when they lose weight, it shows in their body. They may be plump, they may be light leaking, but then they start losing weight and looking thin.
Okay. What are the causes of diabetes?
There is nothing like one single factor responsible for diabetes.
Okay.
It is usually a combination of maybe inheritance, maybe exposure to certain factors and so on.
Okay, but is there any certain lifestyle that causes it? And like you said, some people are saying it is hereditary. Is it true? You can inherit it from one of your parents?
Well, let us treat hereditary. It's a very good point. Many of the non-communicable diseases, you find they have a hereditary factor. But keep in mind, I have already mentioned that non-communicable diseases are never caused by one single factor. It is also a multiplicity always of this factor that come about and somebody had diabetes. Okay.
Yes, but are you saying children don't inherit diabetes from their parents?
Well, of course, genetically, it can be also hereditary factors do play an important factor, but it is not direct inheritance from mother to child or father to child. No, very important. Somebody should be on the watch out and stop remaining idle. Somebody should be taking exercise of the body. And then if somebody is obese, somebody should try and reduce obesity. And then people should be careful about what they eat and how they eat.
That was Professor Mohammed Kabiru, a public health expert. According to Dennis Waitley, time and health are 2 precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted. Good health is something we can never buy. The best we can do is to take good care of our mind and body. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download these and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com or buzzsprout.com. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. You can listen in by searching for Nigeria Daily on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments or intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. You can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913 893 3333. 1-800-273-8090. I am Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.